You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Our theme for the season, as we know, is empowered by grace. From the theme scripture, Psalm 84, verse 11, which reads that for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. We've been studying and praying on the topic, grace for excellence. And we've come to know the truth that our God, we serve an excellent God, which we find in our opening scriptures, Job 37, verse 23, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He's excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 8, verse 1, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? And Psalm 36, verse 7, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God, therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. So we serve an excellent God. All his works are excellent, and we ought to also be producers of excellent or good works. Now, excellence, we have learned, is the quality of being outstanding or extremely good. It also means to be the best or to be exceptional. We have learned also that excellence starts with a right mindset, having a mind of excellence. And then we looked at characteristics of excellence, the first being the fear of God. Today we are looking at the second being firmly fixed and focused. That a mind which is firmly fixed and focused. Now, a mind of excellence is firmly fixed on God's promises of excellence and is determined to see them materialize or come to fruition. Very important. We see in Psalm 1, verse 2, it says that by his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So we see two key areas, delighting in the law of the Lord, and you see meditating day and night. One who delights in something, you find them always doing it. Meditation is not just reading and walking away, but staying on it. So, and you see these keys were there before you could see the result of bringing forth fruit in season and the leaf of this person not withering. By the grace of God, as we meditate on God's word, as we stay firmly fixed and focused on God's promises, our leaves will never wither in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A mind of excellence is not easily moved by the happenings around. Not easily moved. Firmly focused. Not easily moved by whatever happens around. In Ephesians 4:14, we read that that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So we are not children to be tossed to and fro about or be moved about by every wind of doctrine. When that happens, it means we have not matured as believers. Today, someone says that, oh, we are using red candle, then we follow. Another time, oh, now we use tangerine, then we are following. Another time, someone says that, oh, as for God reveals to us by signs and tokens, so because of that, bring, what do you call it? Yes, fancy kinke, or bring pepper to kill your enemies, or bring a sword, your grandfather's sword, that we are coming to cut our witches into pieces, or witches that are fighting us into pieces, and all these things. And then becomes a doctrine that you see a church, car keys church, because you bring keys to signify that you're having a car, and then that's it. Then it becomes everything just all over the place. We move away from the word of God and we start following things. This must never be the situation with us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A mind of excellence stays focused, not moved about by things that happen around. Not moved, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Not carried about by every wind of doctrine, because that is where you are deceived. You are deceived and then you move out of productivity now into non-productivity. Someone who is a royal, born by the Spirit of God, or don't you know that you are born by the Spirit of God? You are no longer that person born by flesh and blood, but you have been born by the Holy Spirit. So you are a different person now. So your meal is the word of God. What God has said, he has prepared for you, that is what you focus on. And you stay your mind fixed on that. And don't listen to any lie of the enemy. You won't be carried away by any wind of doctrine in Jesus' name. You let your heart stay fixed in Psalm 57 verse 7. My heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. When your mind is fixed on the Lord, when you focus on the Lord, whether it is rainy season, sunny season, you will give praise to the Lord. Whether things are so good or things don't look seemingly, they don't look too good in the eyes of men, you still give praise to God.
Amen.
Because he is the one who will ensure that he will perfect everything that concerns you. Don't let your mind be moved, be easily moved by the happenings around. And lastly, a mind of excellence does not allow double-mindedness, because double-mindedness yields no fruit. In James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You need faith for excellence. One time a music director asked me that, Pastor, I don't know, sometimes I get so confused. I asked him that, do you pray before the meeting? He says yes. And I told him that the moment you pray, know that everything you are going to teach after that is not by your mind, but it's under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because you have said that prayer. And by that change in mindset, it defeated that spirit of fear that he used to have. Sometimes he would want to teach a new song, But then he'll be afraid. What will these people think? How are they going to, maybe someone is insulting me in their minds that this guy, he's not serious. And oh, I told him that once you pray and the Holy Spirit takes over that meeting, know that anything you teach is by heaven, which you are doing it, and not by yourself. Have a mind fixed for the Lord this day. Don't let your mind be double-minded. Don't be fearful. Don't be worried. Don't be anxious. Let your mind be fixed on the Lord. And let your mind be fixed on doing your best for God, so that you can produce excellence in all that you do. Before we pray, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, Romans 10:13 says that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It didn't say for whether people who live in Europe or people who live in Brazil, no. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whether woman, man, boy, girl, whether you were in the occult and you've come to the realization that your life is getting messed up, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that person shall be saved. And today, I'm leading you to call upon the name of Jesus, that he will come into your life and live in your heart and change your life. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, to this day, I come before your throne of mercy. Please have mercy upon me. I'm a sinner. From today, I repent from all my sins. I turn away from every wicked way. I turn to you, Lord. I'm willing to, Lord, live according to your word, to live to please you. Therefore, I surrender my life unto you. Be my King. Be my Lord. Be my Savior from this day and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please, everyone, kindly declare after me, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I thank you for your love bestowed on me.
I thank you for your love bestowed on me.
I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Spirit of the living God.
Spirit of the living God.
Renew my mind by the word.
Renew my mind by the word.
Renew my mind by the word. Yeah.
service today. Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.